leftovers, or the DMV, or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Dr. Emily Splickle. She is a functional podiatrist and human movement specialist that specializes in functional and regenerative medicine with a concentration on anti-aging. Her functional foot programming method focuses on principles such as fascial fitness and foot decor sequencing. On the program, we discuss her introduction to podiatry, also requirements for becoming a licensed podiatrist, how podiatry helps with sports performance, and much more. Dr. Splickle is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Okay, here's how Miro works. See, it's amazing.
What's everyone doing at David's desk? Ever since marketing started using Miro's collaborative online whiteboard, he thinks all our other teams should sign up. Why? He says Miro's making his meetings disappear. And if every team gets on it, that means even less meetings. They're using Miro for brainstorms, mind maps, customer research.
So could we use Miro instead of having another 100 meetings for every round of feedback?
Yep. You can comment, react to ideas, even leave a recording on the board.
And what about presentations?
There are Miro templates for that.
How do you know so much about Miro?
I've actually been using it all along. I just used a Miro board to plan the best vacation.
Okay, I'm on board.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com with 3 boards free forever. That's Miro.com.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers. Or.
Chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Chumba.
House cleaning. Or.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers. Or.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
The DMV.
Number 97.
Or.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba.
House cleaning. Or.
Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In this short foot demonstration, I want you to appreciate that short foot is going to be the way that we activate our core, the way that we activate our deep front line, and of course the way that we activate what's called foot to core sequencing, which is the foundational concept of any programming through EBFA, but of course the foundation of the bear workout. Short foot is an exercise that was first introduced by Dr. Yanda. Dr. Yanda was a Czech physiatrist, and he's really the father of upper cross syndrome, lower cross syndrome. He's also known as the father of sensory motor training.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of EBFA Global, and that was Dr. Emily Splickle just talking about short foot exercises and foot activation and how the foot is very intricate, and also just talking about what exercises you can do to keep your feet intact. And let's welcome her to the program. She is a certified podiatrist that specializes in functional and regenerative medicine with a concentration in anti-aging. And also she studies how the foot is related to not just sports performance, but just everyday life. Let's welcome her to the program, Dr. Emily Splickle. Dr. Splickle, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you.
Same here. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, podiatry, I want to ask you, what introduced you to this field of study in podiatry?
Yes, so my background is actually within fitness and movement. So when I was in New York in my early 20s, I was working as a personal trainer, knew that I wanted to go to medical school or graduate school of some type. And then honestly, it was because of chance, being in New York City where they have a podiatric medical school. And little did I know that going to podiatry school would open up this huge opportunity for me to really apply my appreciation for movement, fitness, really that integrated aspect of everyday life into my career. So I'm really lucky to be a podiatrist, as crazy as that sounds.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a very interesting journey that you took from starting off from being a personal trainer, and then it led to you going to podiatric school and learning about the field of study in medicine called podiatry. And I want to stay just with the field of study that you're in. What are the requirements for becoming a licensed podiatrist?
Yes, so podiatry is actually very similar to traditional medical school in the sense that our scope allows us to do surgery. So a large part of podiatric training is to do surgery and be a surgeon one day. But it also allows us to manage patients when they're admitted to the hospital and also to prescribe prescriptions, including controlled substances, and then obviously we do injections and perform procedures in our office. But having said that, going through podiatry school, you would have your bachelor's, so that would be 4 years, and then podiatric medical would be another 4 years, just like traditional medical school. And then there is a required residency, and the basis of that residency, which is between 3 and 4 years, depending on your specialty, is very surgical focused. So all in all, that ends up being 11, 12 plus years of training.
Wow, that's amazing right there. I know about being very familiar with talking to people that have gone through medical school, and it's a grind. It's a grind. It's a very long grind, but it's all well worth it. But I had no idea that when you're getting involved to becoming a licensed podiatrist, I had no idea that it took that long, as you said, approximately between 11 to 12 years. That's amazing right there. And I want to get now into podiatry and specifically how it helps with sports performance. I know looking at your bio and also going on your website, as well as looking at seeing some of your YouTube videos, you have a unique look at podiatry in terms of dealing with movement and core, working with exercises, dealing from core to the feet. And I just want to ask you, in your opinion, how does podiatry help with sports performance?
So yes, I definitely do have a unique perspective. Unfortunately, what I learned is not taught in traditional podiatry school, I had to learn a lot of my integrated perspective once I finished my training. But podiatry in general is really focused around maintaining healthy foot strength, foot awareness. Make sure that you are balancing foot stability with integrated foot strength or foot function. So this is where a podiatrist may do a foot assessment to determine a individual's foot type. And depending on what that foot type is, you may be a little bit more at risk for certain injuries, such as plantar fasciitis, stress fractures, shin splints, things that are common in a lot of sports or impact-related injuries. A podiatrist would be able to screen your risk for that. Or if you present with those symptoms, we would be able to help you understand why you experience the symptoms and then how do you treat them or manage them so that you can return back to your sport.
Oh, wow. That's amazing to hear right there. You mentioned about the common foot problems, especially dealing in sports with, as you said, with the plantar fasciitis and also with stress fractures. And I want to stage just the two things that you mentioned specifically with plantar fasciitis and stress fractures. What are the differences, treatment methods in terms of with a plantar fasciitis and stress fracture?
Yes, so plantar fasciitis, which is also referred to maybe as like heel spurs or plantar heel pain, a lot of those are really explaining that there is excess stress to the tissue that is found at the bottom of the heel. That's actually where your plantar fascia originates. And then when we run, jump, and do dynamic movements, sometimes the elasticity in that tissue, or I'll tell my patients it's kind of like a rubber band. And if you do not have enough elasticity or rubber band effect in your tissue, in this case your plantar fascia, you can actually start to micro tear it. And then those little tiny tears or little injuries that create a inflammatory response and then it essentially creates this injury cycle. The repetition of the injury cycle, meaning maybe you have a little bit of stress to your heel, you feel a little bit better, you go back to running again, but you weren't fully past the heel pain, you essentially perpetuate this micro injury cycle, and it is common for a patient to then get stuck in this cycle of injury, repair, and then that can cause degeneration of the tissue. So that's one of the most common conditions we see in podiatry. The stress fractures that you mentioned is also an impact-related injury, but this time instead of the stress to the fascia or the connective tissue, it's happening in the bone. So poor or insufficient absorption of impact forces can cause micro injury, or it's actually flexing the long bones in the foot. And if you do that enough times, think if you took a stick or a twig and you bent it back and forth and back and forth, eventually you would hit a fatigue point and it would start to splinter, and then that would be reminiscent of the stress fracture. So those are two very common injuries that we see in athletes that relate to the feet and podiatry.
Wow, thank you so much for the explanation of that. And it definitely, not just for me, but the listeners out there, definitely going more into detail about the difference between plantar fasciitis and also a stress fracture. And I want to just kind of continue on with dealing with your feet. What benefits come from having a healthy foot?
Well, since our feet are the only contact point between the body and the ground, your feet play a very important role in your posture, so your static posture, the alignment of your legs, pelvis, all the way up into your head and shoulder grip strength. All of that can be influenced by your foot posture. Also, dynamically, the way that we sense the ground, the way that we load impact forces. So a healthy, balanced foot would then translate to good total body alignment, total body posture, good pelvis, low back, core stability, and then efficient movement where you are properly or efficiently transferring the impact forces and you are really moving the way that the body was designed to move, which is quite effortless by design.
I want to stay just dealing with having healthy feet. You mentioned about some of the benefits of having healthy feet is clearly with alignment. One thing that's critical to, and that was something that I was reading up on in terms of having an alignment in regards to the feet, is grounding. What benefits does grounding have in terms of dealing with your feet?
Yes, I actually love grounding, and not everyone is familiar with this. So grounding is also referred to as earthing. And what that is that you are, most simply stated, essentially going outside and standing on the ground or the earth and finding the balance between the polarity of the earth to your body. And a lot of inflammation, injury, aging processes in the human body are actually acidic, or you could think of them kind of like a magnet, and the inflammation or the injury aging process in humans is the positive, so the plus sign of the magnet, and then the earth has a negative charge. So by bringing your feet in contact with the ground or with the earth, you are essentially balancing out or canceling out the positive or the acidity that is in the body. So there's actually quite a bit of research around earthing. When I tell my patients to earth, I tell them even 15 minutes a day of getting your feet in contact with the earth, meaning dirt, grass. You can actually do it on concrete. There's earthing mats. There's some really easy ways that you can incorporate this into your lifestyle. And then research has shown that it can increase circulation to the feet. It can balance circadian rhythm, so the way that we kind of our wake-sleep cycles, it can balance that. Really good for inflammation. So, yes, it's one of the techniques that I actually love to recommend.
Wow, thank you for that detailed explanation. That was definitely something. More things I learned about it, and hopefully the listeners got an opportunity to get a gist of what grounding, or as you say, what earthing is all about. And I want to talk now about something that you have called functional foot programming. And it's something that this is a program that you have. Can you tell the listeners and me as well what that is all about?
Yes. So when I teach people to strengthen their feet and bring optimal foot function to their body, it is based around the fact that our foot strength is deeply incorporated with our core strength. You could also think of this as your center of gravity, which is where a lot of your balance and your stabilization starts. Your center of gravity is not exactly where your belly button is. It actually sits lower in between your hips where L5, S1 is. So it's kind of low between your hip bones. That is your center of gravity. The muscles that surround your center of gravity, which are your deep abdominal muscles, are actually fascially connected to the muscles in the bottom of your feet. So to me, functional feet are ones that are coordinated and are balanced with or sequenced with our core stabilizers. So I'll actually teach patients how to activate their feet, deep core, and their diaphragm, which is the breath, all at the same time to then control overall movement and coordination.
I want to stay just with the functional foot programming that you have. What you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, that while you were living in New York City, you were a trainer, you were involved in fitness. Did you incorporate some of the training principles that you learn as a fitness instructor and put it into this functional foot programming method?
I have, yes. And I actually now teach trainers how to do this technique. So I train the trainer to think about foot function when they're working with their clients. I teach a lot of strength coaches and physical therapists so that they can incorporate it as well. But yes, when I was actively in fitness, especially as I went further through my podiatry training, then I created a workout that was based around this. It's actually called BEAR. and it's a barefoot balance training workout. So I fully believe in the power of foot function as it relates to this foot to core sequencing that we're talking about.
I just want to stay again with functional foot programming and, of course, with podiatry and how it relates to sports performance. What does your clientele consist of? Or do you work with, as you mentioned, working not only with fitness trainers, but do you work with ballet dancers or acrobats, or what does your clientele consist of?
Most of my clients now are, or my patients are actually those that have chronic presentations. My practice has shifted slightly. The longer I'm in practice, the more I see more niche or specialized patients who have chronic movement disorders, chronic movement imbalances. They might have chronic tissue injury because I also do stem cells in my office. But I've spent a large part of my career working with dancers, runners, professional athletes of every sport, the average New Yorker who's walking 20,000 steps a day. So quite broad. But again, as I go further into my career, I become more and more niche, specializing in the chronic patient.
All right. And I want to talk now about functional and regenerative medicine. And again, something that really caught my eye reading your bio, functional and regenerative medicine, is that it relates to anti-aging, what has an emphasis on anti-aging. How did you come across this field of medicine?
So I have probably a side passion in anti-aging medicine. And I remember first attending the anti-aging medicine conferences when I was a first-year podiatry student, and I would start to think about how I could implement concepts that I was learning about collagen and soft tissue health to my patients related to feet and foot health. So I started thinking about that early on, and then as I got further into my career in training, I saw where I could use stem cells or regenerative injections for plantar fascial injuries to partial tears of different ligaments on the foot, and actually started getting really good results with my patients that I really created a focus with that, and I stepped away from surgery. The first 5 years when I came out of podiatry school, I was also doing surgery because I was trained as a surgeon. And then after 5 years, I stopped doing surgery and instead shifted into regenerative podiatry, which is the stem cell injections.
I want to stay just with functional and regenerative medicine for a moment. And again, it has an emphasis on anti-aging. What are the benefits that you've seen from your clients in terms of dealing with this particular medicine with an emphasis on anti-aging that they received such, have you received testimonials, whether it be from more energy, better sleep? What are some of the testimonials that you have received from your clientele?
Well, the way that I use regenerative medicine techniques is based off of there's some sort of presentation of a chronic tissue injury. So if the patient comes to me with pain in their heel, and I know that they have degeneration of their plantar fascia, we can obviously confirm that via MRI, and then I will do the injections. And I have a protocol around how I do these different stem cell injections. The listeners may be familiar with like PRP injections. That falls under the same class. I'll take that patient through a three-month protocol of immobilization to transfer, gradual transfer back to stress, and then I take them through foot strengthening programming over this three-month period. And I will have about a 90% success rate where the patient can then not only no longer feel pain, but they return back to their baseline function. And for most of those patients, it's they want to run again. Maybe they're a speed walker. They love hiking. But there's some sort of activity that they want to be able to achieve again.
and I'm able to help those patients not only get out of pain, but go back to that higher level of function or activity.
Some of the recommendations that I'm looking at, Dr. Splickle, in terms of what this study is all about with the functional and the regenerative medicine with the emphasis on anti-aging, one thing that caught my eye is acupuncture. Can you explain to the listeners what acupuncture is and what are the origins?
Yes, so I'm not an acupuncturist, but I do recommend acupuncture to my patients. And there's a couple of different ways that I've experienced acupuncturists for my patients because I guide them in both of them, is you can take more of a Eastern philosophy on it or more of a Western philosophy. And again, it depends on the patient and who they go to. The more Eastern philosophy on acupuncture is going to be very based off of meridians and qi and kind of these different energy fields within the body. And they will typically do acupuncture on the whole body. So let's say if you have right foot pain, they won't just put the needles around the right foot and where you feel the pain, because they know that the body is very complex and integrated, and therefore they have to have needles in all aspects of the body. They can't just go locally where the pain is. Whereas there are some more Western approaches to acupuncture that will more locally treat it. If someone is going to go to more of a Western approach to acupuncture, which is more injecting trigger points and staying localized to where the pain is, I would personally rather have that patient do dry needling, where dry needling is similar to acupuncture. There's needles that are involved, but dry needling needles are much longer, and they're very specifically targeted into the trigger point of the muscle versus trying to go along fascial meridians or qi meridians.
Thank you so much for explaining the differences. You mentioned dry needling and acupuncture, and thank you for explaining that again, the difference as far as with pressure points and also with the meridian and things of that nature. That's learning new things as well as the listeners. I hope you're learning some new things as well. And I want to stay just with specifically with functional and regenerative medicine. People are living longer now. No, long gone are the days where people are, you know, checking out in their 50s and 60s, things of that nature. People are living much longer now. And also, I think a lot of credit, too, is that people, their nutrition has improved as the decades have gone on. And also, too, in your science dealing with anti-aging, where do you see anti-aging science continuing to evolve going forward?
I mean, I think that the stem cells is a large part of it. Not everyone is doing injected or systemic stem cells. Typically, they're done more site-specific, but there is a lot of research around injected or systemic stem cells. I think that that's an area of where you will see continued research and advancement in the anti-aging space. One area that is increasing that I'm personally very interested in is photobiomodulation. So that's using light therapy. That could be red light therapy. It could be near infrared, far infrared. I actually use the red light and the near infrared with a lot of my patients. But that's another way that you can manipulate the cells and the tissue. Another one is PEMF. So the PEMF is very much based, similar to grounding that we spoke about. It's trying to enhance the energy of the cells, meaning the mitochondria, the deep inflammation that is in some of our tissue. So those are some of the bigger trends. Obviously, I'm a fan of other ones, from ozone therapy to hyperbaric oxygen. Really, a lot of the advances in anti-aging medicine would fall under integrative medicine or alternative medicine in today's medical approach.
Explaining that, and I want to stay just kind of again with this study that you specialize, you know, one of the studies that you specialize in, I looked at your bio and it says vitamin supplementation. We know nutrition is extremely important, but vitamin supplementation are extremely important. It's almost as though it completes the package when you have the nutrition and the vitamin intake. What are some of the vitamins that you specialize, or so should I say, vitamins do you recommend to your clients in terms of dealing with functional and regenerative medicine?
Yes, so the vitamins that I recommend to my patients are typically recommended when I'm dealing with a chronic connective tissue injury. And for that, I often will recommend systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes are different than digestive enzymes. So the systemic enzyme, one of the components is serrapeptase. That's one of the largest or the most well-known systemic enzymes. They work in the bloodstream, and they have a natural antifibrotic, or you could say breakdown scar tissue. I'm very loosely using those words. Response within the body. They also help to manage the body's natural inflammatory process. So inflammation is part of how we heal the body. Obviously, too much inflammation is not good. So it's a very dialed in response within the body, and systemic enzymes help to support the natural inflammatory cycle of the body. That's very important for connective tissue injuries such as plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, post-hip tendonitis, or tendinosis with any of these. The other area that I recommend vitamins is in any neuropathies or neuritises and neuralgias that I may be presented with. And for those, I then look at supplements that are either natural anti-inflammatories, of course, that could be systemic enzymes, but also alpha-lipoic acid is a very good anti-inflammatory. Acetyl L-carnitine has actually been shown to increase nerve growth factor. L-methylfolate can increase nerve growth factor. So those are some supplements that I would then recommend to a patient based off of what nerve symptoms they're presenting with.
Wow, very informative. And again, thank you so much for that. And definitely it's a lot that you, with your study dealing with functional and regenerative medicine, and definitely have been on the cutting edge for quite some time and continue to stay on the cutting edge as well. And Dr. Splickle, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about your practice and where they can find you on social media and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Absolutely. So my podiatry practice is just my name. So it's dremilysplickle.com. I am on Instagram, which is thefunctionalfootdoc. So both of those, if you can't find me on the internet, then definitely on social. A book that I wrote that's a really good starting place for the listeners is called Barefoot Strong. It's available on Amazon, and it's really like a cliff note summary of how I view feet from a functional perspective, including connective tissue, nerve health, foot typing, foot exercises, really good starting points. And then really my approach to feet function and movement is sensory based. So I try to take a sensory perspective with every patient I speak to. So my other company, in addition to podiatry, is Neboso, and it's a sensory product line to stimulate the nerves in the bottom of the feet. That could be insoles, socks, release tools, mats, and that is Neboso.com, N-A-B-O-S-O.com.
All right, and you heard it from her. She is Dr. Emily Splickle. She is licensed podiatrist, and she's also involved in the study of functional and regenerative medicine and its role as a part of aging. She's definitely someone that has continued to move leaps and bounds to give her clients the best possible care, more so from a natural perspective and a holistic perspective as well. And Dr. Splickle, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And before I let you go, if you have a message that you'd like to share for the listeners, a message to anyone wanting to achieve their dreams, the floor is yours.
Ooh, I would say take it one step at a time. The biggest thing is action. So start small, little steps, little action every day, And one philosophy that I live by for my career, but also my health, is consistency. So whatever you do, do it consistently, even if it's small, every day it will have a big impact.
Awesome. And you heard it from her again. She's Dr. Emily Splickle. Dr. Splickle, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. If ever you want to come back on, free to let us know.
Oh, thank you so much. I would be honored. Thank you again.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
In the short foot demonstration, I want you to appreciate that short foot is going to be the way that we activate our core, the way that we activate our deep front line, and of course, the way that we activate what's called foot to core sequencing, which is the foundational concept of any programming through EBFA, but of course, the foundation of the bear workout. Short foot is an exercise that was first introduced by Dr. Yanda. Dr. Yanda was a Czech physiatrist, and he's really the father of upper cross syndrome, lower cross syndrome. He's also known as the father of sensory motor training.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning. Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Leftovers or the DMV
number 97
or house cleaning or Chumba Casino always brings the fun. Play over 100 different games online for free from anywhere. You could redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. Live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Dr. Emily Splickle, a functional podiatrist and human movement specialist that specializes in functional and regenerative medicine with a concentration on anti-aging. Her functional foot programming method focuses on principles such as fascial fitness and foot-to-core sequencing. Once again, a big special thank you to Dr. Splickle for her expertise on the one remarkable part of the body known as the foot. And until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.